those of us who have traveled through life and are entering the so-called golden years have experienced many joys of God's blessings. We have also experienced stressful situations, and we endured them because we prayed for God's assistance and felt His presence. How else could we have ever remained faithful? Those of us who have raised a family sometimes look back and feel that we could have handled the training of our children a little more effective. Maybe our discipline was too lenient, perhaps too strict. But our efforts were all directed to their happiness through a spiritual relationship with Christ, and we remained faithful. The reading from the letter to the Hebrews reminds us, "My son, do not disdain," that is, dishonor, "the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by Him. For whom the Lord loves, He disciplines." Sometimes we may think that God gave us laws that are difficult to discipline us. Keeping holy the Lord's day, honor your parents, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, and so on. Actually, our joy in this life comes from the observance of God's laws. God sent His Son to teach us so we could ultimately inherit a place in His eternal kingdom, a kingdom where pain and suffering, even death, would be eliminated, a place where we would experience eternal peace, love, and joy. In today's gospel, Luke tells us about Jesus traveling to Jerusalem, the place where His teachings would ultimately lead to His crucifixion and to His death. And most fundamental to our salvation, the place where through Jesus' death would initiate God's kingdom. Luke reminds us that as Jesus journeyed to Jerusalem, He taught in each town along the way, which played a most important role in Jesus' saving works. Along the way, the question comes up, will only a few people be saved? And Jesus says clearly, the kingdom is offered to all. Jesus tells us that we should all strive to enter through the narrow gate, meaning make every effort, because it's not easy. This life-saving opportunity is offered to all, but many will not be strong enough. Surveys indicate that some Catholics feel they can ignore to follow many of the life-saving teachings that the Church graciously gives us, and still feel confident that they will be admitted into God's heavenly kingdom, that they will pass through the narrow gate. Maybe. Is it worth the risk? Jesus tells us we can't take our salvation for granted. Someday, and the day will come, when we will all knock on the door and ask to be admitted into God's kingdom. We don't want to hear the words, "I do not know where you are from." We must take Jesus seriously, and we need to understand that there is an urgency about it. When you get to the so-called sunset years of your life, like me, you realize that our time on this earth is short. None of us want to stand before the Lord and hear Him say, "No one warned me." We need to open our hearts and take our faith seriously. It's a matter of staying faithful first of all, faithful to our Lord and faithful to ourselves through our life's experiences. We are faithful to our children. Husbands and wives, through mutual love and care, are faithful to each other. Priests and religious, who constantly use their special calling to address the needs of others, are faithful to others. This is not only for peace and happiness in this life, but will bring us safely through the narrow gate into the kingdom of God. We must remain faithful to the Lord if we desire to spend eternity in God's presence with all the angels and saints.